Well, the pandemic is pushing Australia's economy into unpredictable territory. There are some bright spots, though. Areas outside the CBDs, especially on the city fringe, are booming as people working from home spend their money locally. We'll talk with one of Australia's top economists shortly. But to begin with, let's go to Barangaroo in Sydney's CBD, normally one of Australia's busiest commercial areas, but because of COVID, it's struggling. Gavin Coote spoke to me earlier. Gavin, what does it look like at Barangaroo today?
Well, Sally, it's certainly not the bustling business district that it's been imagined to be. There's a modest amount of business people moving through the cafes and bars here, which is a big change from earlier in the year. You see, Barangaroo has been developed as a hub for high-profile restaurants and top-end offices right here on Sydney's waterfront near Darling Harbour. And the high-rise office towers have big-name tenants like Westpac, PwC and Macquarie Bank, but many of their employees are still working at home, so there are much fewer people moving around. And at the height of the pandemic and the lockdown earlier this year, not only were the offices just about deserted, the bars and cafes on street level were either completely closed or just doing deliveries. But since then, things have bounced back a little bit. We've got people dining outdoors and some office workers popping into the city for a quick meeting or two. There's also a big blue-collar workforce here, though, at the moment, as new office towers are continuing to be built. So instead of people in suits, you've got lots of people in high-vis working on construction sites, including the large, tall Crown Casino Tower, which is somewhat of a flagship development here in Barangaroo. I spoke with a few business owners and office workers on the ground level just to see how things are all looking at the moment.
Hi, I'm Luca Marmot and I am co-run Shirt Bar. It's pretty much as the name suggests, we are a bar. It is a shirt store and we also have a full kitchen and we make amazing coffee. So it's morning coffee and food and shirts, and then by the evening it's, you know, drinks after work. We are now just starting to see the pickup and more corporates coming back into work, which is great. It's been kind of up and down over the last 6 months. It was like a slow, steady kind of increase, and then Melbourne lockdown happened, and then that, you know, reverberated here by a lot of the corporates continuing to work from home, but they are slowly starting to come back to work. We're definitely seeing lots of familiar faces that we haven't seen for the last few months, so yeah.
Do you expect it will come back to full capacity at some point, or is there that fear that many might not come back at all?
Who knows? Like, 2020 has been pretty unpredictable. I don't think anyone really knows. I mean, I assume with a vaccination that there will be a little bit of normality. And there's the whole construction of the casino and the two residential towers. Like, that's just, you know, streaming along really quickly. So, yeah.
I'm an office worker here in Barangaroo. We work in a law firm. We're very busy.
Were you working from home for a little while once the pandemic sort of first hit?
Yeah, for a short time. And then just because we were really busy and obviously working from home, there's a couple of constraints there. And then we just moved back to the office.
What's the vibe like at the moment here?
It's quiet, but yeah, people still coming. Like, I feel like this week it's just been a bit busier.
My name is Mark. I look after the marketing here for Bell & Brio. We try to describe it as a one-stop shop in Barangaroo. So it has two restaurants, and then we have the marketplace, and then we have the cellar, which is a bottle shop.
And where you're situated, you're kind of under one of the big towers. Who are the kinds of people that are working upstairs here?
So it's all different offices, so big commercial businesses, which is probably the biggest struggle that we had, because obviously when all the offices closed down and everybody started working from home, we almost lost our normal clientele. Yeah, we definitely noticed that the offices were shut down. So we've been kind of talking to Lendlease, the company that owns all the offices, to see when everybody was coming back, just to kind of plan ahead. But it never really happened. So we're just waiting, pretty much.
Will the key to the success of big office districts like this one be diversifying, ensuring you have tourism draw cards as well and not just your white-collar folks?
Yeah, definitely. And, like, obviously, in the beginning, it was really business-focused, and it's a good target group. So we just, we kind of need to switch to a newer target group and try to become a bit more like a tourist destination and a social destination.
That's Mark Berkelmans from a restaurant in Sydney's Barangaroo district, speaking there with Gavin Coote.